Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Oh, it is such an awesome day today. Not as if every day that ends in Y isn't your day. Today is just especially awesome. Smell that. It smells like success. Anybody else smell that success? Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast, the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have you here on a Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. The enemy has been defeated. Yeah. The enemy has been defeated yesterday, man. What a day. What a flipping day. My site was taken down, blacklisted by Google. Oh, no. What are we going to do? We're out of business. We're in the middle of a launch, an early bird offer. Nobody can get to my site without a warning and telling them to delete. Literally, you went to my site yesterday. You were met with a big old warning that says, stop, go away, leave, run. Run as fast as you can. Don't go any further. Under attack. Oh. Couldn't send an email because every time I sent an email, I went to a spam folder and it says, do not open this email. It's full of malware. All that crap, man. You know what? Back, man. Back. I'm back. Now, it wasn't without some pain. Of course, you got to go through some pain. And when you grow muscles, when you go work out, when you get in shape, there's a little bit of pain involved. Is there not? But what's the outcome? You know, it's beautiful. Here I am. How did it happen? I'll give you the Reader's Digest version because I ain't no techno geek and you probably aren't either. And even if you are, you're like, dude, I already know this. But big deal. You got your site blacklisted. Hey, you ever get your site blacklisted? Here's what you do. You call your hosting company and you let them know, hey, site's full of malware, whatever. I'm getting this attack page warning. You don't even got to say malware. Just check out my site. It's down. They'll check it out. They'll clean it up as best they can. Hopefully, your hosting company makes sure there's a backup server that they back up your site every day. So they were able to go back to the previous day, load everything on my site the way it was prior to the attack. And then I tweeted my hosting company. So in this case, I use for my site, I use Liquid Web. I used to use HostGator, Bluehost. I like Liquid Web, just personal preference. So I tweet everybody. When I have a problem, when my Wi-Fi's down and I call Time Warner, I never call anybody anymore. I never get on the phone because it is beyond painful. I open up a live chat. Every business has a live chat option, especially hosting companies. So I get them on live chat so I'm able to still work on my computer while I'm waiting for the next person in the queue to come up and help me out. So that ticket is open. I get the ticket number. They email it to you. You tweet whoever it is, your cable company, your hosting company, whoever it is, let them know, hey, ticket number 319-485, can you work on that now? And they say, sure. Better to always have two people than one on it. And in this particular case, I also went to Google once I knew it was taken care of and it was on done. Asked for my site to be reviewed once again. I didn't wait for Google to crawl my site. Could have taken days for that to happen. Force the issue. And I woke up this morning, as I always do. Thank God I woke up today, right? Praise God. We all get a chance to wake up. And I got an email in my inbox when I woke up from Google that the site has successfully been reviewed. You're back in action, baby! So what does that mean? Well, I sent an email immediately this morning about 7:30 a.m. Eastern time, letting everybody know that I meant to extend the early bird offer till Sunday night. Didn't do it because I didn't even work on Sunday. I explained why. My goal was to send the email out first thing Monday morning, letting everybody know, it's tax day here in the U.S. We'll extend it to the midnight. We'll course, Never happened. Couldn't send an email out. If you're a podcast listener, you signed up on the podcast because that's the only way we would have found out about it. And now here we are, Tuesday, back in business, extending it tonight. Why am I extending it tonight? Because I couldn't send an email Sunday. Couldn't send an email Monday. Is this some sort of marketing ploy, Sam? Are you one of these people who say it's ending on one day and then it ends on another? No, not really. Nah, really didn't plan for it to happen at all that way. That wasn't even part of it. Actually, I was going to end it Sunday. I just didn't. I said, you know, the hell with it. I'm going to take the day off. That's what you do when you're an entrepreneur. I had a person come in, though, even with all that going on late last night, Craig DuPong. Am I saying that correctly? Craig, welcome inside the Every Day is Saturday Academy. It is great to have you. Everybody give Craig from Michigan a big old Saturday welcome. Welcome aboard, Craig. Awesome. People still coming in the doors, man. It's not too late. EDISlive.com. EDISlive.com. The early bird offer does end at midnight tonight because the site is back in action. Let me tell you something, my friend. Are you ready? You don't want your problems to go away because you get so much wisdom and experience when things happen. I know. Not every day goes the way you want it to go. I get it. Find me one person who does have everything go right in their day. And if you're lucky enough to have everything go right that day, everything will go wrong the next day. Don't worry about it. Just give it time. Is that being a pessimist? Is that the glass half full, Sam? Are you talking about the glass being half? No, man. Being real. Do you like this kind of talk? I mean, I'm sure there's a million podcasts out there that would go something like this.
You never have a bad day. You're just never going to have a bad day because you're beautiful. You're beautiful. And because you're beautiful, bad things will never happen to you or for you. You are divine.
Now, I'm sure there's a show like that out there. There's probably 100 of them.
That ain't this show.
We got to keep it real, man. If I were to send you out into the marketplace with that message, you'd get eaten up in the first five minutes. You wouldn't even know what to do. You want to get wisdom, man. How do you go get wisdom? You go get your feet wet. Get your nose bloody, man. Get punched around a little bit. Just do something. Just do anything. It doesn't even matter what you're doing. You know, you weigh 300 pounds. You want to weigh 150? Just get out there. You take your shirt off. Go for a run. Have some people laugh at you. I don't know. It ain't that big a deal. It ain't that big a deal when anybody thinks what's going on. What matters is you gain wisdom. And wisdom, you gain experience. So you know how to solve the problem. You got some problems right now being broke? Then figure out, reverse engineer, how did I go broke? Let me see. What did I go broke? Was it my pride? You know, summertime and pride have so much in common. How do they have so much in common, Sam? Because they both come before the fall, okay? Was it your pride that got in the way that allowed you to fall? Was it some bad decisions? Was it some bad people that maybe you went into business with? However it ended up, go back and reverse engineer it. And don't do that again, okay? Well, I don't know if I can prevent an attack happening. I don't know if any website, look, there's been better sites than mine that have gone down for a period of time, but I know what to do if it happens. The one thing I'm not going to do is worry. Could it have happened at a worse time? Well, maybe it could have happened last week when I started the Everyday Saturday Academy early bird offer and sent everybody. I guess it could have, but it was a pretty bad time for it to go down, you know, on the last day of a launch. It's kind of a bad time. But what did I do? Recorded 3 podcasts yesterday, stayed positive, learned a lot about this techno geek stuff that, trust me when I tell you, I did not necessarily want to know anything about. By the way, at 10:30, I'm thinking, oh, whew, all right, I got the hosting company taken care of. I got that going. I can start podcasting now. I can create some more content. I got a webinar coming up Wednesday. I get ready for. Whew, let me take a deep breath. And then the phone rings and it's the vet. Hey, Sam, you're supposed to be here with your border collies for their booster vaccine. What? What the hell? What's that? I don't even have that. Really? Really? All right, let's go, girls. I got a 2 border collies, 55-pound border collies in the back of my car. Stuff just flying everywhere. Driving to the vet. They're barking. It's like, and by the way, I don't walk them. They walk me. When I walk them, it's like the Iditarod sledding. They're pulling me, okay? And that's the way my morning. It's the way my morning started yesterday. Got home from the vet at 11:45. Then and only then could I start getting after it. Does that sound like one of your days? Does it sound like one of your days? Like everything is going absolutely bonkers. It's okay. Gain some wisdom, man. Get some experience. Laugh it off and say, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Don't take it too seriously, man. It just ain't worth it. It honestly ain't worth it. Do what you can do. As we talked about, all you can do is enough. We're back and better than ever. The enemy has been defeated. Don't worry. He'll show up again. Show up again. Ain't no big deal, man. Ain't no big deal. I'm still alive. I'm breathing. Everything's going to be all right. The Academy Early Bird offer ends at midnight tonight, though. Your life ain't going to be all right if you don't get in on that. Go to edislive.com. Thanks to all the love on Twitter, the emails. We're fired up, baby. Fired up!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.